Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11, we see the downfall of the law. Every priest stands daily, ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. So as we've already been noting it throughout Hebrews, there is a continual sacrifice of animals happening in the Old Testament law because those sacrifices could never truly take away sins. But in contrast to this, in stark contrast to this, we see the victory of Jesus. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins of all time, he sat down at the right hand of God. So in contrast to the Old Testament priests, in steps our great high priest, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice was once for the sins of all time. This is a hard concept for us to grasp. Sometimes because our lives are full of temporary things, such as our cars continually need oil changes. We have to feed ourselves daily, or for some of us, hourly, right? We have changing seasons constantly. We have neighbors moving in and out. We have to do laundry load after load. We have to buy new shoes every couple of months. We have to take a shower every day, hopefully, right? And so on and so on. But Jesus' sacrifice, it was once and for all, and it was sufficient. And we see this because after his sacrifice, he sat down. The sacrifice was accepted and sufficient. Therefore, his work of propitiation and sacrifice was completed. Where did he sit down? He sat down at the right hand of God. What better place for our great high priest to be than at the very right hand of God the Father? He's our propitiation, our sacrifice, our priest, our example, our Lord, our Savior, our mediator, our Messiah, our prophet, priest, and king. He is our very own brother and friend. He's seated next to God the Father, and nothing can be laid against us who are in him. What is he doing while he sits there? Well, we know he's interceding for us, but also he's waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet. So his position here seated shows us that his sacrificial work is complete, but it doesn't mean that his work is complete. He's still continuing to intercede on our behalf, and as we see here, he's waiting for his enemies to be put in their proper place. So we see the victory of Jesus again in verse 14. For by one offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Jesus made one offering, and that offering was his perfect human body. In that sacrifice, he made salvation. It was perfection, available to all who would call upon his name. He has perfected. This is in perfect tense, meaning we are cleansed and we continue to be cleansed. We are positionally perfect in Jesus Christ, those who believe in him. And verse 15 says, and the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. Here we see the inner cleansing take place, and the ability by God's grace and through the indwelling of the Spirit to start living as spiritually alive people with hearts of flesh and not stone. He then says, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Here we see an emphasis just on the fact that in Christ, before God, we are absolutely perfect before a perfect God. Our sins are placed aside on Christ as he died on the cross, as far as the east is from the west. Our sins are cleansed. So we see the downfall of the law again. Now, where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. So this is the logical conclusion then of Christ's sacrifice and priesthood being superior to the Old Testament sacrifices and priesthood. Because our sins are forgiven in Christ, there no longer needs to be any more sacrifices for our sins. And maybe you've been wondering, what in the world do all these things, what does the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, why are these important to me in everyday life? How often have you been tempted to think that your acceptance before God when you go to pray or spend time in the Word is marred because you've struggled with sin? I know it happens for me very often. I find my heart, I want to spend time in prayer, and then I think back upon the way I acted in the last hour or two, and I think surely God doesn't want to hear from me. But when we grasp this truth. This truth that our standing before God Almighty and the forgiveness of our sins has absolutely nothing to do with what we have done, but is completely dependent upon what Jesus Christ has done, who offered the perfect sacrifice, cleansing us now and for always from our sins. When we trust in Him, we learn to completely depend on Him each day, each moment of our lives, and recognize that our acceptance before God, not only at the moment of our salvation, but for the rest of our lives, is found in only one thing, one person, Jesus Christ. So don't fall into the temptation that the Hebrews were being tempted to fall into, of dependence upon themselves. Remember, we must depend only upon Jesus and His perfect sacrifice.